Johnny.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad.
Good evening, Perry.
And James.
Kill the brain, and you kill the ghoul.
Holy Miss Moly, got me alive.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
The power of Christ compels you!
This is my boomstick!
This is the 40 Ounces of Horror podcast. Welcome back. Happy Friday the 13th.
Today is Friday the 13th.
I am Chad.
And I am James.
And we have been having a nice day together, celebrating Friday the 13th.
We had our nice little hetero date.
Yeah, we went and
trying to get you boozed up a little bit.
Viewed The Raid, Redemption, and Cabin in the Woods. But we will get to that
later on.
Later on. First off, make sure you go to the website, 40OuncesOfHorror.com. I'm not sure how many hits we're getting on the site, but we've been posting. We post a little bit.
We got some Twitter activity.
Yeah, we got lots of Twitter activity, so at 40 Ounces of Horror. And our Facebook page, facebook.com/40OuncesOfHorror. We got to, we're moving right along. We're getting a lot of Twitter action. And,
you know, I think that convention helped, I think.
Yeah,
we got a lot of people from that.
A little bit of promotion. But the website, we post videos of the day, little news here.
We posted the trailer to The Raid. It was on
I posted a Dio video the other day.
I almost made a bunch of comments. I was like, oh, man.
Well, the only reason I posted was because it was directed by Don Coscarelli. He did Phantasm. But, you know, make sure we're getting hits there. Check us out. So what are we drinking, James?
We are drinking Corona Extra.
We are.
This is what I decided to pick up with sans lime.
Yeah, or, I prefer a little lime in my my Corona.
I wasn't thinking about it. Yeah. I was just thinking, get drunk.
I know, I'm kind of, we've had a long day today. I'm kind of out of the loop. I don't know where we usually go.
You took a half day of work.
I did, which should have been, it should have been only like
a
quarter day.
Should I have not have mentioned that?
No, it's all right.
Left the site or something.
Nobody
over here
I work with listens to this.
Okay.
No, it should have been like a quarter day. I should have been at your house by like 10 o'clock this morning, but
because I started off the day, I watched Friday the 13th Part 2 on Netflix and followed it up with Part 7. And then halfway through Part 7, then you came over.
Yeah, yeah. What else have you recently watched?
Anything good lately? I just started The Killing. Yeah. Shit.
Was that that miniseries or something that was on AMC?
It was on AMC, yeah. It's a lot like Twin Peaks, but it's good.
I heard it was a total ripoff of Twin Peaks.
It's a murder mystery. I mean, it's not like supernatural stuff is involved, but it's pretty good. You know, it sucked me in.
Anything else good?
Oh, I picked up Slumber Party Massacre, the collection. It's got 1, 2, and 3, and it actually has a documentary about the Slumber Party Massacre.
I honestly didn't know that there were sequels to that movie.
Yes.
That was
1, 2, and 3.
A movie I watched in my
Slumber Party Massacre 2
adolescence.
Is like a musical.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's got a musical number in it.
Actually, funny you said that, Slumber Party Massacre was going to be one of my Netflix picks today.
There you go. Actually, I highly recommend it.
So anyway, yeah.
The documentary is horrible, by the way.
It is Friday the 13th for us, anyway. By the time people listen to this, it'll probably be...
It will be Saturday the 14th, and if they 15th. Listen to it the day after, it'll be Sunday the 15th.
16th, I don't know when I'll get it up. But...
that's it. That's what's been going on.
I haven't watched anything. I still have been reading. I finished World War Z, which is an interesting read.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like how they set up the different scenarios and just go
back
to...
Yeah, it was just basically an oral history. So it was just like different interviews with different people who survived the zombie wars.
Yeah.
It's a pretty decent read.
So Brad Pitt's going to be in the movie?
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't know if it's going to be any good or not. But
when's that coming out?
I don't even know if they're done making it yet, so...
I think they're wrapped. I think they're done.
I have no idea. I haven't really been following it that much.
I saw a bunch of pictures online a while back of them shooting and stuff like that. So
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Like, it's done.
If it's going to be...
Did.
Well, I mean, like, how it's going to be, like... Is it just going to be, like, some dude going around interviewing people? Is it going to be, like, a documentary?
I think Brad Pitt's going to be the narrator. He's trying to be, like, a white Morgan
Freeman. So is he actually going to be Max Brooks? Because in the book, it's Max Brooks that's doing the interviewing. I don't know.
I mean... Max Brooks tried to pick somebody
your
to...
Your arms make a lot of noise.
I am not moving.
You are banging the table, and I can hear it.
I do what I want.
Well, okay. I also picked up a book at picked up a few books last week at Half Price Books. Picked up Clive Barker's A to Z of Horror.
Yeah.
Just talks about different movies. Picked up a book called Paul is Undead. It's about the Beatles, but there were zombies, and it's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be really funny. I haven't really gotten into it yet.
So it's supposed to happen now?
Yeah, I don't know. No, it takes place, like, it's one of those things that's somewhat historically accurate, but
yeah,
there's zombies instead of, I don't know. I haven't really read it yet, so
suspend belief a little bit and enjoy the books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't read it yet, so I'm going to check it out. But, so that's about all I've been up to, that and work.
That's it. Oh, I finally finished the entire special edition Blu-ray of Battle Royale. Went through all the documentary and the special. It's a lot of shit on there.
I didn't know you got it.
Yeah. That's a lot to sit through.
Yeah. Yeah, so today we're going to review, go through a little bit of a...
We'll talk about the Raid Redemption.
And Cabin in the Woods. We'll get to that here after our news. We've got some Twitter posts I'm putting up. Speaking of which...
It's been a successful hetero date.
I don't even know where to go with that. Right at the top, I want to bring up Booze and Gone Bad stories, speaking of Twitter. Now, we haven't had any good ones in a while. The last good one was shout out to Mallory at Podcastitude.
Yeah.
She
always has
I think that was the story to end all stories. But
we should have ended
new listeners. We tell us about a night of drinking that went horribly wrong, or
you went out to went out to a bar, something bad happened. You're watching movies and drink too much.
When it just took a turn for the worse.
And it had to be told around a campfire.
No, you took a drink and woke up in a dump.
In a dump.
Or something better than that.
What a horrible story.
That's the first thing that came to
my mind.
I had this
beer and I woke up in a dump.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. But yeah, we'll talk more about that later when we get to our Twitter comments. But what do you say we get to some news?
All right, let's get some news.
All right, starting off here, Clive Barker revealed on his website that a Nightbreed TV series is in the works based on the 1990 movie of the same name.
Yeah.
If
he's behind it, I'll watch it.
He is. He says, we are actively in conversation about doing a Nightbreed television series, which will be for cable, so it'll have a chance to be as sexy or as graphic in terms of the violence as we need it to be. And he went on to even compare it to Spartacus on Stars.
It's pretty graphic.
Dude, that show is awesome, and it's very violent and graphic.
But if Nightbreed's a series, I mean, it's a dark movie.
Yeah, I think it's going to cable, dark, like Showtime, HBO, yeah, something like that, so they can get away with that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see...
Even if it's on AMC, because AMC has, it's pretty graphic.
Yeah, I mean, they're really pushing the envelope on that stuff. Walking Dead really kind of put them there. I also hear they're working on a Hellraiser TV series.
Hellraiser!
How's he song?
Yeah.
No, that'll be interesting, too. Somebody asked us about that on Twitter. I said I'll watch it as long as...
Clive Barker's involved?
Yeah.
That's just selling the name, because they're doing the Hannibal series. Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. Man, there's a lot of things going to TV.
Yeah.
something we talked about last episode. It's official. WWE superstar Hornswoggle will be playing the Leprechaun in the WWE Lionsgate reboot.
Told you last episode. It's the only reason. The absolute only reason they picked out one movie that his gimmick could work on.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm not watching it. I'm not spending money to watch it. Even if it's on Netflix Insecure, I'm not going to watch it. And I've watched a lot of bad shit, I think I watched Norbit on Netflix.
I don't think that I'd pay to go see it, but if it popped up or on Netflix or something.
Nah, I wouldn't.
I still haven't even watched
it. That's time invested that you're going to lose. It's like an hour and a half of your life.
Dude, we've wasted a lot of time in our lives watching bad movies.
But true, but not necessarily knowing they were going to be that terrible.
You never know. You never know. The Marine one.
What'd you do today? Watch that movie with Hornswoggle?
You think it'll actually say starring Hornswoggle?
Oh, yeah. It's totally going to say starring Hornswoggle. And I'm sure he'll bring it up in wrestling, too.
Yeah, they always somehow do something with it on the show. Not that I know. Here's a little tidbit. Adam Sandler is
making a Jack and Jill sequel.
No, he's remaking Summer School.
What the fuck?
It's funny because Summer School came up last episode. Yes, Happy Madison Productions.
That is the most horrific thing that I've heard in a long time.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, why?
dude, you got all this money.
These things,
right? You're Adam Sandler. Don't fuck around. I'll
watch
with other
it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, you will watch a lot of stuff. You'll watch Hornswoggle. You will watch a Summer School remake.
Yeah, you never know. Oh Lord!
All right, so what else? Let's get past this Adam Sandler bullshit.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. Black Box TV. That's too many blue.
Yeah.
Black Box TV YouTube channel is launching today on Friday the 13th.
Huh.
Part of YouTube's premium programming strategy, Black Box TV will present the best in horror, thriller, and sci-fi online programming.
So YouTube is providing a service and they have to pay for it? Is this free?
No, apparently it's free. The new channel will build upon the cult favorite Black Box TV anthology online series from the twisted mind of director Tony E. Valenzuela with an array of signature series that will introduce new content on a regular basis. I don't know. I really haven't gone. Like when I watch YouTube videos, it's kind of like through
I
links
watch,
and stuff.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't sit there and watch it on my I watch whole movies.
Phone.
Like, I watch that
so
funny
I don't know
cat
exactly,
video where that guy breaking his arm.
Yeah, I don't know how exactly the website's working now. Like, I know that they were showing – they have free movies on there a lot. Like, you know,
public. I know. Well, it wasn't original when, like, YouTube first started. It was, like, a 5-minute – yeah, like, 5 minutes for video. And then they increased
yeah,
it
but
to 10 minutes.
The movies and stuff is YouTube themselves actually putting these on there. I think some of them – most of them are, like, public domain. I think other they have
yeah.
deals with – I don't know. I don't ever watch them because – never any good.
I don't know. I will never watch this.
None of them are ones I'm interested in watching. Usually really low budget. Speaking of low budget, I got two movies that I need to bring up here. And I apologize for my reading, but I just have to read the synopsis. A trailer has been released for a film called Zombie Ass.
Now, where do you find this news? You need to fire your your news lackey or whatever.
No, just
it's like hey, it's Chad, I got this great idea, right? You're gonna talk about zombie ass.
Here's the thing: I was trying to cut the synopsis down to just be real short, but the more I read about it, it's like I can't cut any of this out.
Is this a Jake's Unmentionable?
I don't know. It's a Japanese movie to start off with. So if I fuck up some of these Japanese names, I apologize. Okay, here we go. Racked with guilt over the suicide of her sister, Ai, who was tormented by high school bullies, pretty young karate student Megu accompanies a group of older friends on a camping trip into the woods. Smart girl Aya, her druggy boyfriend Take, big-boobed model Maki, and nerdy Noai. I don't know if I'm saying those right at all. Things start to go badly when Maki finds a parasitical worm inside a fish they catch and wolfs it down alive in the hope that it'll help keep her skinny. No, that's not – I'm not done yet. That's just the first paragraph. Okay. Soon after and not so unexpectedly in situations like this, zombies show up and begin to complicate things further. After attacked by a crowd of poop-covered undead who emerge from an outhouse.
Stop. Stop. It's over. It's over. It's done.
I'm not. No, you got to listen to this.
You almost had me at when you swallowed the parasite.
No, it's over. You got to let me finish. After they attacked by a crowd of poop-covered undead who emerge from an outhouse toilet, the group seeks refuge at the home of strange Dr. Tanaka and his daughter Sachi. But unbeknownst to them, Tanaka has been conducting experiments on the parasites and the zombies, and has another fate in mind for the five strangers from the city. What's the connection between the parasites and the zombies, and can Megu's karate alone help them escape, or will she have to rely on the liberating power of farts to save the day? The end.
Finn.
Liberating power of farts. Now, while farts are very liberating, I don't know that if it's the conclusion.
What the fuck, Chad? Why did that get in the news?
Because the more I read it, I had to read it.
Oh, my God.
It's a movie called Zombie Ass. Why would I not stop to read that?
Jesus.
So no thoughts on that, huh? No? No comments?
No. All right. You know what? If you could talk about that. Well, no, you're not
right,
with that.
All right, go on.
If you could talk about that, I'm going to do something totally off the cuff.
All right.
You know the series Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Vivid Entertainment is releasing a DVD called Game of Throats. We'll probably watch that.
We can go on for hours.
Oh, I know.
With, those kind of movie titles. And another Japanese teaser trailer that's been released is Zomboobies.
The whole news department just got fired overnight.
This is a much shorter synopsis. While conducting experiments to create the perfect breasts, a group of doctors are transformed into evil mutant creatures with an unstoppable hunger for boobies. See hot women fight to keep their perfect breasts out of these evil doctors' mutant hands.
Man, I wrote that in junior high.
This sounds like it's right up Jake's alley. There better be an unmentionable at this.
Oh, man. How do you follow up zombie ass?
Unstoppable hunger for boobies.
For boobies.
Zomboobies.
I like boobies is still used nowadays. Titles like that. God, you have some fantastic boobies. B-E-W-B-I-E-S.
The last several episodes, we've had a lot of news, so I tried to keep it short this time. So I only have three more little tidbits.
It's got to get better, right? It's got to get better. Something horror-related, maybe?
Okay, well, I'll give you a little bit of good news before I give you the most bad news. Supernatural was named TV Guide's fan favorite horror series.
I just finished season 4.
Yeah?
It's phenomenal.
I love it. It's a very good show. It seems... You hear that it's on, like, CW or something. It sounds kind of, like, soap opera-y or crappy. Yeah. But it's actually a really good show. Yeah,
I totally dig it.
I'm caught up, current. This was supposed to be the last season, but they're talking about...
Don't ruin it. Don't say anything.
Well, this is supposed to be the final season, but they're talking about adding a couple more seasons.
They're at 7 now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you're right. When that guy came back from Friday the 13th, he's huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That dude is jacked.
I forget his name, but yeah, you can tell... When he filmed Friday the 13th in off season, because he came back
like, and he's just ripped. It's like looks like horse meat. Dude's huge.
Okay, the Suspiria remake will begin shooting in September.
Boo.
Yeah, I have no idea how you could possibly ever remake that movie. You'll never capture the atmosphere. You'll never capture the cinematography.
Nothing. You can't do it. It's impossible.
There's no reason to ever remake an Argento film because they can't be done.
Yeah.
You just. That's all I got to say about that. All right.
That's all I got to say about that.
And the Carrie remake is set to open on March 15th, 2013.
News department. Fired. Fired.
Hey, you know what? I had a feeling you're getting a little irritated with how long the news segments have been going, so I tried to keep it short.
I do appreciate that.
And I tried to cut out all the Walking Dead news. There's a few things about the video game, and
but that'd have been better
a new
than
book.
Zombie ass, zombie babies.
There's a sequel to Rise of the Governor coming out, set to be released in October, called The Road to Woodbury. Basically, it picks up immediately after Rise of the Governor.
I'm so excited! I love that book.
Now I know we said we'd never talk about The Walking Dead again, but
well, there it goes.
Or until next season. But
you say this every episode. Yeah, we're not talking about Walking Dead at all.
I can't help it. Well, I thought you know. You were so disappointed in my news, I figured I'd give you something good.
I'm not so disappointed, it's just, you know, had a lot of news last time, a lot of quality news. And you're like, hey, you know, there's this movie, and it's called Zombie Ass. Have you heard of it?
Is that your Norm MacDonald impression?
You know, Final Four sounds like Vinyl Floor.
Okay. And we are to James's DVD.
All right. Back to the DVD releases. I didn't have any last episode.
No,
absolutely.
I disappointed you this time.
Yeah,
you disappointed me last time.
This date better pick up. That's all I'm saying. All right, jumping right in. Anchor Bay Films is bringing Darren Lynn Bousman's Mother Day.
Bousman?
I say Bousman.
Bousman.
Bousman? I don't know. It's a Darren Lynn Mother's Day remake to DVD and Blu-ray May 8th. Also, The Grey, if you haven't seen that. That was a good movie.
Yes.
We both enjoyed that.
Yes, I enjoyed that.
That's coming to Blu-ray combo pack with Ultraviolet. I guess Ultraviolet is like the new Microsoft iTunes kind of.
I think I signed up for that, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
I know when I bought Drive, it came with the Ultraviolet version of that.
Really?
Like digital copy.
Oh,
like,
really?
I guess Ultraviolet is just another version for
a
digital copy.
Well, because I signed up on one of my apps on my phone. Was like a movie app, and it had me signed up for Ultraviolet, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, it's just something portable that you could put on like your phone and stuff like that. So, anyway, with that combo pack, you get the Ultraviolet version, as well as DVD, digital download, and it's actually going to be on demand May 22nd. Some of the bonus features for the Blu-ray and DVD include commentary, as always, with co-writer-director Joe Carnahan, and editors Roger Barton and Jason Hellman. Hellman. I don't know if he had a cool last name like that. Hellman.
You know, it's funny you say, of course, as always, when it comes to commentary, but remember when DVDs came with, like, nothing?
Remember when DVDs came in huge boxes?
Well, they would, like, on the back, it would be, like, interactive menus.
You could choose to stop this film at any time. Yeah, I remember those good old days. And it also has deleted scenes. So if you haven't seen The Grey, definitely check it out. It's got fucking Liam Neeson punching a wolf in the face. Watch it. That's all you need to know. Also, Anchor Bay Films has just announced the release of The Aggression Scale.
That's the mental image in my head. Liam Neeson fighting a wolf in a boxing ring.
Release the Kraken! Anchor Bay Films has just announced the release of The Aggression Scale on Blu-ray and DVD on May 29th. Coming off a critically successful midnight showing at this year's South by Southwest Film Festival, The Aggression Scale offers a unique take on home invasion thriller with two teenage confronting, some big bad guys looking for stolen cash, leading to a bloody battle, yada, 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 wits and will. Directed by Stephen Miller. Automaton, Transfusion, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Who guess his next movie is, and it's coming out in December.
I read this and I forget.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
He's remaking that. Yeah. Speaking of Automaton Transfusion, I don't know if many people have seen this movie. We saw it at
the first Horror Hound.
Very first Horror Hound. I bought it on DVD. It was supposed to be a trilogy, and I've heard nothing about the other two films.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever.
It's a zombie movie.
It has no ending.
It has no
ending.
No ending whatsoever. Oh my god, I was so mad. But there's some really cool scenes in it. So if you get a chance to watch
that stomach punching scene,
called Automaton Transfusion.
Automaton.
Automaton.
Are you talking
about the new Jaws?
Yeah. Jaws, a landmark motion picture that still makes audiences afraid to go in the water. It's true.
I hate the water. I hate the ocean water.
It smells like you hate the water.
I wear shoes in the ocean. I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
Work boots. You wear work boots in there. Comes to Blu-ray for the first time ever on August 14th, featuring an all-new digitally remastered and fully restored picture, as well as 7.1 surround sound. So you can hear him in the water. Blu-ray's bonus features include The Shark Is Still Working. This is very cool. The Impact and Legacy of Jaws, a full-length documentary featuring never-before-seen footage and interviews with cast and crew, including Steven Spielberg, Richard Dreyfuss. That's my Richard Dreyfuss impression, by the way.
Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss. And,
I'm editing that out. That's horrible.
That's awesome. I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss, bitch.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss, bitch. Jaws Restoration, an all-new in-depth look at the intricate process of restoring the movie. The Making of Jaws, a two-hour documentary featuring interviews and key cast and crew from the set. An insider's look at the life of the set of Jaws, featuring an interview with Steven Spielberg. Deleted scenes and outtakes. Jaws Archives, take a peek look inside of Jaws Archives, featuring storyboards, production photos, marketing materials, and blah, 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 special segments. It looks like it's going to be a pretty stacked DVD. It's a lot of stuff in there.
Well, it should be. I mean, fans have been wanting this for ages, and it's like one of the greatest movies of all time.
That's true. Now getting to the best part of this episode for me.
For you.
For me. If you're a fan of the series and you haven't already bought any of the individual seasons, then you'll be glad to know that the Twilight Zone Complete Collection Blu-ray will be available June 5th along with the
Blu-ray. Yeah, and read how much that is.
Why don't you wait for it? Available on June 5th along with the Blu-ray issue of the popular Fan Favorites Collection DVD. The complete collection features all 156 episodes of Rod Serling's groundbreaking series, completely remastered, enhanced, and high definition, all in one box set. Enjoy over 75 hours of the iconic episodes featuring some of Hollywood's biggest names, including William Shatner. I think everybody has been in this series. William Shatner, Robert Redford, Mickey Rooney, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith, Don Rickles, blah, 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 Lee Marvin, Martin Landau. Just keep going. Loaded with bonus features found in seasons 1 through 5, the collection gives you another reason to dive back into the cryptic, awesome world of the Twilight Zone. You know, I could seriously watch a show every day for the rest of my life. There's something about it. Twilight Zone fan favorites will also be available at the same time. This special high definition.
What's that mean?
What?
Twilight Zone fan favorites?
Let me get to that. This special high-definition collection of 19 classic episodes from Rod Serling's legendary series. Let's see here. Let's skip past this. Blah, 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 blah. Here are some of the episodes. Night of the Meek, The Invaders. I really love The Invaders. Nothing in the Dark, Time Enough at Last, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street, The Odyssey of Flight 33, Steel, A Game of Pool, Walking Distance, Kick the Can, Mr. Dingle the Strong.
Kick the Can's from the movie.
Yeah. Well, two.
From the movie, but it was in
Yeah, it was one of the sketches. A Passage for the Trumpet, The Four of Us and Dying, Long Distance Call, I Sing the Body Electric, The Loney, and Probe 7 Over and Out. Okay, as Chad mentioned earlier, the suggested list price for the, let's get the fan favorites first, is $34.98. Still pretty steep.
So there's that, all those episodes you just mentioned were all
that. There's got to be a one disc okay. on the fan favorites disc for $34.98. That's not bad. And the complete series, Blu-ray, mind you.
Yes,
Blu-ray.
Yes, I get it.
$399.98. But you know what? If you take that compared
to the
Dark
book
Shadows.
Book of Shadows. Dark Shadows.
Yeah, I don't see anybody ever buying that Dark Shadows series. But that is it for DVD announcements for this Friday the 13th.
All right.
How do you want to attack this?
I don't know. Well, let's
I can't bring this up with...
I know everybody wants to hear about Cabin in the Woods, so let's start with the raid.
Ooh, yeah. Burn. Okay, this is how I put the raid, and I think it sums it up. We wrote this on Twitter. If the Expendables fucked John Rambo, and they had a baby, and you gave that baby a handful of speed, that is the raid.
This movie, first of all, it's I never did find out if it's Filipino or Malaysian or Korean or whatever the hell
or
it is.
Or Thailandish.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. It's Thailandish.
Thailandish.
Anyway, it is a foreign film with subtitles. This movie...
It is a balls to the wall. It's 60 minutes.
30 seconds into the movie, I had a huge smile on my face because I just had this sense that something special is about to happen.
Seriously, I want to send a letter to, like, who's the guy that does Michael Bay. He makes these big action movies, multi-million dollar CGI, spends all this money. This movie takes place in a building and gives you 60 minutes of just pure ass kicking.
No CG that I'm aware
no,
of.
No,
it might
just
have been a few blood splatter CGs, but I couldn't tell. The effects in this movie,
the stunts, the
effects,
fights,
stunts were amazing.
Oh my god!
The fights blow away anything from They Live. Roddy Piper ain't got shit on these dudes.
Dude, some of the slams they did and neck cranks.
You know, we had a long discussion, a more intelligible discussion after the movie, but then we went and watched Cabin in the Woods and totally erased everything. This movie to me is the epitome of what is wrong with American-made film.
See, this is what I love. It's a basic story with likable characters that you really get involved with.
They still took time to build.
It's amazing.
Build the character development. It made you feel for a few of the characters. Made you hate some of the characters.
It was just very story driven. Like you just sat there and just enjoyed the whole experience.
I wanted to jump up and down and run around a few times.
You know what I liked a couple people in the audience were like, "Oh my god." Mm-hmm. Oh, they'd jump out and go, "Oh shit, that was awesome."
Everybody in the audience would go, "Ooh." Okay, so basically there's this skyrise building. There's a drug lord in it. These people are going in
for 10 years.
Yeah,
this guy runs this building.
This, hellhole of a city that he's pretty much running into the ground because all these low lives and drug dealers
and anybody can get a room in this building.
Yeah, they live in this building or whatever. So they have to go in and take it down silently floor by floor. And there's what, like 15 floors?
Yeah.
He's on the 15th floor. And, they get up a few floors and then all hell breaks loose. And you can tell the moment because the movie slows down just for a second, slow motion. And then it just fucking erupts.
You know what creeped me out? So he's on the 15th floor of this big, drug kingpin, the guy who owns the whole building. Is that they had these little lookouts throughout the whole building, like little kids, miscellaneous people. And they miss one of the lookouts because they're trying to take the floor by floor, right, take everybody out. So he screams, "Police!" And he runs over and smacks this buzzer on the wall. And we're like, "What the fuck is that?" Well, it's an alarm for the whole building, and there's an intercom system. So once he hits the intercom system and they're all ducked down trying to figure out what's going on, you hear the main drug lord say, "Oh, we have intruders in the building. Everybody needs to take them out." He gives a way better, but it's
he's
a dark,
way more smart-ass and kind of
dark,
like,
speech.
Sinister,
but you're like, after he gives that speech, you're like, "Holy shit!"
So basically, the whole movie is just them
fighting all the way up to the
and
top.
And there's just one dude, this like rookie cop, that's just like a
bad
mofo.
Motherfucker.
And then there's a bad guy that's batter asser.
Yeah, seriously. But he's like 5 foot tall. Like, and he's not like huge. He's just like
he looked like
insane.
What damn it? What's that? Indo.
He looks like
something Indo. What
did Endai? Endai Hard, the bad guy who eats the candy bar. And he was, you know, he's got the long, he looks like he's Asian, he's got the long stringy
it's
hair.
Indo or something like that.
He was
that.
Also in Big Trouble, Little China. He yeah. was also.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon, the guy who shocks Mel Gibson with the batteries.
Yeah, this guy's not in this movie.
Yeah. But it looks like he had an evil brother.
Yeah, this guy, oh my gosh. I wish I could remember the things we were saying earlier because it made it sound way more smart. But
it was just an all-around good movie.
It was. It was a great movie. I think right now it's my favorite movie of the year so far. I think it was better than Cabin in the Woods.
Really?
I think I enjoyed my – they're two separate movies, but I enjoyed myself more during The Raid because yeah. it's one of those movies I just sat there and loved from start to finish.
But the thing is anybody can go into The Raid and love it though. Honestly, if you're a
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And like
well,
you want
I wouldn't
like
say
action
that.
Movie. Most, if you sit down in the theater
and
you pay
violent,
your ticket.
Very brutal, very
bloody.
Yeah,
but you know what you're getting into though. I mean, you know you're going to sit down and watch a violent, you know, fighting – You know what I mean? The action movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't...
And you totally get that in Spades.
Yeah, it's very much a guy movie. I don't know, like, you know, girly girls will like it.
I tell you what, if you took your woman on a date to this movie, you'd be my hero. But The Raid was phenomenal. It was totally... You know, I didn't read a whole lot about it. I just heard it played at Toronto International Film Fest, the Midnight Madness. People were like, oh my God, this movie is so awesome, you know? But there were so many other movies that came out that kind of got pushed under.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it finally got released here at Keystone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was very excited to see that it was released here, and especially on Friday the 13th. Made for a good double feature today.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we can say about it. It's
just phenomenal. It's so straightforward
yeah.
that you would just
you
but
would
see,
enjoy
that's
the it. Thing. Movies now, they try to put too much into it, man. Just make a good – build your character so that you care about them and make a good story behind it.
And if you're going to build as an action movie, put action in there
exactly.
like this was.
Yeah. Not,
holy shit.
We don't have enough action movies, and we don't have enough action stars.
This is how good the movie was. When Chad and I came out of the movie, we looked at each other and immediately wanted to fight.
I almost backed into a car pulling out of our parking spot, and I immediately imagined myself pulling them out of their car. And
I wanted
them.
To jump kick through the back window, pull them out, and swing them around by their feet, and do a backflip on top of the car and strike a pose.
Except if we did, it'd be all like really slow.
Stop. Can you please
but
get out
in
the
our
car?
Minds, it'd be awesome. People are watching like, what are these guys doing?
And then me and you would both wake up on the ground as we got knocked unconscious by some woman.
Some old lady.
I got taser bolts sticking out of my chest.
Oh, shit.
But The Raid was phenomenal. It was a great movie.
They're already working on a sequel, and I cannot wait to see it. Yeah, I have been this excited for an action movie since the fourth Rambo came out, and that movie was...
But this movie blew Expendables and John Rambo away.
I don't know that it blew it away, but...
In terms of action,
it
totally
did. It superseded them, but I don't think they blew it away. I really enjoyed both those other movies, but...
So did I. I'm just saying, action-wise, this was balls
to the
wall.
We did see
the
trailer for Expendables 2, which I can't wait to see.
Norris. Chuck Norris.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. So, yeah. I kind of want
to...
I want to keep talking about it, but I can't think of anything else to say without, you know... I mean, there's nothing to spoil. There's a few minor plot twists,
yeah.
but...
But that just adds to it overall. Like,
yeah.
I mean, even without those, you still have a good experience. But throwing those plot twists in there, you're like, oh, well, it just adds to it even more.
Yeah, I mean, they're not huge twists or anything. They're just kind of subtle things. So that was
so
our first movie.
Go see it.
Of the day.
So that's how we started off the day.
Then we went and had a burger and then went and saw – then we went to Friday's and had a beer at the bar.
That was awkward.
Yeah. And then we went and watched Cabin in the Woods. What can we say about this movie? I know everybody wants to hear. There's not a whole lot you can say without spoiling it.
It's honestly, you have to go into the movie, not know anything, and you'll
enjoy don't
it.
Expect anything, because I think that hurt it a little bit for me, because I was expecting one thing, got something else. It's almost the horror movie to end all horror movies, you know what I mean?
This is how I saw it. I saw this as...
Now be careful.
Okay.
Tread lightly.
I saw this as a love letter to horror fans, to diehard, not even diehard horror fans, fans who know the tropes of a horror movie. When you hear Cabin in the Woods and you see it, you're like, okay, I know this is going to be...
All the cliches.
Yeah, all the cliches that, you know, you think, okay, this is a slasher, five kids in a van go to some rope place, you know. that they expect you to know this going into the movie.
Yeah. So when it first started up, like, you know, a ways into it, I'm thinking, okay, what? This is not what I expected.
I've never seen you more confused in a movie, actually.
Because it was totally not what I expected. I was like, what? The thing is, there is a plot twist. It's obvious. Yeah. But the thing is, it comes right out. You're keen to it immediately. So it takes its time to slowly build this twist. So it's a really slow twist. So by the end, you're not like, oh my God, what? You're more like, oh, okay. But the ending, the third act of the film is...
It's awesome.
Batshit crazy. But you're going to... If you're anything like me, you're going to go into the first 20, 30 minutes thinking, okay, what? This is just a little too cliche.
But
this
the thing
is a little too campy.
They were giving you what you wanted at times.
Yeah.
They were giving you what you wanted, but it was almost two different movies.
It was very much two different... I don't want to say that.
We can't even say too much about it, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Because this is how I felt first watching it. I was like, what is happening? This is not what I thought. There's almost...
I know, and you kept... I wanted to explain it to you, kind of.
Well, I knew...
Because you were like, what the fuck is going on?
I knew what was going on, but I didn't want to accept it. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I was like, what? There's a little bit too much comedy in it at first.
But
I was like, what is going on? I was like, there's too much laughing.
But that's just because you expected it to be...
Yeah, I guess so.
You sat down and you're like, it's going to be one type of movie.
I thought it was just going to be a straight slasher, killer, scares all over.
What this movie did to me...
It fucks with your head.
...is it hit my horror reset button. I will never see horror movies the same way...
It's true.
...ever again.
Yeah.
And what it... And I love that. I love that this was the movie that reset everything. Every time I see a movie, even if I go back and revisit old movies, the curtain's drawn back and like it totally celebrated horror films as much as it totally deconstructed it and we're starting all over again. If that makes any sense.
And still put more faith into the classics.
Right.
And the future. It's I know people are thinking, what the hell are they talking about? But it's really hard to explain without seeing this movie. But like I was trying to say earlier, like the first act especially, you're going to be like, okay, what is going on? This seems a little too cliche. It seems campy. It's got the stoner. It's got the jock. It's got the virgin. It's got, you know, the typical tropes of a horror film. But then you kind of realize, okay, well.
This plays into that.
Yeah, you realize, okay, that's the point, you know, like...
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked it, but I spent too much time thinking about it. And I think that hurts us as, you know, doing a podcast, thinking about this stuff.
I think
it hurts us because we analyze things too much. It's hard for us to go into a theater and sit down and just enjoy something.
But I think with this movie, it actually helped to sit there and watch it again. After the initial, you understand what's going on. Going back and revisiting that movie, I think you'd be able to pick up on a lot of different...
And despite how I'm making it sound, you will come out of the movie happy, I believe. There was people next to us screaming the whole time. So if they're anything like us, if you're not desensitized, apparently it's really scary because the people next to us were shitting themselves.
You know, actually, there were some genuine jumps that had me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't balls to the wall is what I thought. And I'm not trying to ruin anything. It's a fantastic movie.
The thing
it is
an
amazing movie.
One thing. You can't go in expecting anything. You kind of just got to go in and take it for what it is, and you'll come out.
So it's the only way I could tell you is, like, just give your money and just go sit down.
You won't come out of that movie going, hell yeah, that movie. You'll come out and be like, yeah, that was a good movie.
No, you'll come out of the movie, and you'll be like, I want to rewatch all these movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to rewatch Evil Dead. I want to rewatch Halloween. I want to rewatch Godzilla. I want to rewatch all these because just it's amazing what they do. Like, it's so ingenious and it's so smart.
And you got to give that to Joss Whedon, who produced it. And
it is such a genius idea that they had.
Drew Goddard, who wrote Cloverfield.
Like, so. being a horror fan, like I said, it totally hit my reset button.
I wouldn't say it's genius as it is smart. Like, it's very clever.
It's genius.
I don't know how genius it is.
We agree to disagree.
All right.
All I'm saying is, like, for me, personally, not saying Chad... But I feel like I'm totally gonna watch this movie again.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna go see it tomorrow.
It's so intricate. It's not like the movie will confuse you, and it's the storyline isn't intricate. The film itself is very intricate. So much so, in fact, that they have a compendium book.
Yeah,
that fills you in on extra stuff that wasn't necessary for the movie. it goes into more detail, and
it's good. This movie was a love letter to horror fans, and even if you're not a horror fan,
well, if you're not a horror fan, I don't know why you're going to see the movie. But if you're
listening to this podcast,
yeah, if you're a quasi horror fan, you'll still enjoy it. But there's a lot of nods to horror fans.
Yeah,
it very much. It's like they raised their glass.
Yeah.
To us, you know, it's our. I don't want to say Scream, but it totally pulled the curtain.
It's like Scream. It totally pulled the curtain back,
mm-hmm.
and it brought everything to the forefront.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you pull the curtain back, and you're like, "This is really what's behind the curtain. this is really how it happens."
All right, so we'll leave it at that because I don't want.
Can I say one thing?
I don't know, James.
Can I say one thing?
Is it a spoiler?
Can I tell him to pay attention for something?
I don't think so.
Maybe. You can edit it out. Or bleep over it. You can bleep over it, can't you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you can. I'll just say it. Just pay attention to the white room.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So when the movie happens, take that however you want, but pay attention to the white room.
I think you're misleading it. I think you're making it sound more important than it is, but there's...
Well, I can't really go into
There's
it.
Hidden... There, I'm not hidden, but there's things that's... But that's what the companion book is about. It shows more stuff in the background. There's stuff in the background that you're not going to catch.
Yeah.
But that's it. If James didn't ruin it...
I didn't ruin anything.
So, we're going to leave it at that. I give it thumbs up.
Yeah. Totally 5 stars. Honestly,
40 ounces.
I really, really thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I'm totally going to see it again tomorrow.
I really enjoyed the movie, but I think I enjoyed myself more during the raid.
Oh, yeah.
Through the entire thing, because we were just thinking so much during Cabin in the Woods. Like,
yeah.
And not just like it's not that people will have to think about this movie. It's that we're sitting here analyzing it and knowing that we're going to be reviewing it.
Yeah.
In our not so...
Well, I'll tell you what. Next episode, we'll talk about Cabin in the Woods again, and we'll break it down. We'll give this a heads up.
Yeah.
So it'll be 2 weeks. No,
remember dude, I said people do not see movies immediately.
No, I said 2 weeks though.
Not everybody. It's not long enough.
2 weeks.
It's not long enough.
Well, in a certain podcast, maybe not 2 weeks. Chad and I will break down Cabin in the Woods and what we think about it.
I'm going to get my hands on that compendium just to see all the other stuff.
I want
to
see the. That compendium. No, but it was a really good movie. It was a fantastic movie.
Both U-Raid and Cabin of the Woods, I highly recommend. Go see
that.
That was
a hell of a double feature today, though.
Yeah, it was. Very fun. And Ghoul is airing tonight on Chiller TV. Brian Keene's Ghoul. I want to watch that. It's on my DVR at home. So that is our reviews of movies.
That's it. That's our Friday the 13th episode.
Well, no, I'm not done.
No, but I'm saying that's what we talk about. Okay. Friday the 13th. Right.
So. Well, let's go on and get to some Twitter comments and stuff.
We've had Twitter blowing up the past.
Twitter's been going nuts lately.
I don't know. It's probably because I haven't done anything. That's why. I haven't pissed anybody off.
We've had a few conversations go on. First off, this was a few weeks back, but our friend Mallory at Podcastitude said, "Now it's at 40 Ounces of Horror's responsibility to keep me from absolutely shredding the smacking cow apart with my own hands, starting up the new ep." I only put this down because I'm very intrigued by what shredding the smacking cow apart is. So whatever.
I think that's like a fat coworker, maybe.
I don't know. I'm very interested to know what she does for a living. I have no idea what the smacking cow is.
It'd be funny if it really is just a big fat cow.
Her job.
Fucking fat cow! Shut your mouth!
So, Mallory, please let us know what the hell it is that you're referring to, because that just that piqued my curiosity. And Nick Seibel, at NSeibel, one of our newer listeners, asks, would you watch a TV series based on Clive Barker's Hellraiser? We touched on that a little bit ago. I said as long as Clive Barker's involved, I don't see it being any good any other way.
Here, I got one here.
Oh, yeah?
Eric Peterson, at GreenCapt, said,
Green Captain.
At 40 ounces of four. Question, what is a pirate's favorite beer? Answer, a PBR. I thought that was funny, Eric.
I laughed when I read that.
We laughed at the bar, so, you know.
What is a pirate's favorite beer?
PBR.
Yeah. All right. So, we put a question up on Twitter a few days ago, I guess it was. I don't remember. I believe it was Brandon, put up what kind of cocktails knocked you on your ass. So these are quasi booze and gone bad stories. Nick Seibel says, after he watched Big Lebowski, he went out to a strip joint and had a few white Russians and a cigar with $3 signs. And then Brandon replied that that must have been the best night of your life. A good friend of the show once drank a yard of white Russians in Vegas. So, Nick.
John got the white Russian. I got the yard of screwdriver.
Yeah. I don't know how human can consume that much milk.
It's possible.
We tried before. It didn't work out so great. But anyway, Nick replied with not so great. Ran up a $300 tab and got into a fight with a pimp because his girl was wanting me to leave with me.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't know.
Do you applaud?
Personally, I would never fight a pimp.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's against my better judgment.
What do pimps look like nowadays? Do they really have the big hats and fedoras?
They probably still look the same. I don't know.
Members only jackets.
And the person you just referred to, Eric Peterson, at Green Captain. liquid cocaine. Oh, he mentioned liquid cocaine.
Fuck liquid cocaine.
Exactly.
Man.
And Brandon responded.
That's a hell of a drug.
He responded with, liquid cocaine is in James Dunn's wheelhouse. Last go round, I found him laying in the back seat of a car singing hymns. Hashtag truth.
Yes.
And this is true because I was there. And then he replied with, that's not God, James. That's a $10 crack hoe.
You shut your mouth, Eric.
James sounds like fantastic, a car singing hymns to a crack hoe.
So I want to leave now. No, shut up, Chef. I got one more for you.
Oh, my Lord.
Down by the river.
All right. Okay, here we go. Ha Armada, 40 Ounces of Horror, has become one of my favorite freaking podcasts. I laugh, I cry, then I laugh some more. Okay, so I don't cry. First of all, thank you for the kind words. So I responded with, well, I guess we'll have to try and make you cry. I will do that. I don't
even know how.
Maybe Zomboobies or Zombie-ass did that.
Zombass.
he responded with, you're going to make my wife cry with the amount of beer drinking you're inspiring. So that's good news because that means we are doing our job.
Well, you know, I'll drink to that.
So please keep the Twitter coming. We like to interact with you. But we need your booze and gone
We like to interact with you. We like friends.
It is good for our social skills. We need booze and gone bad stories, James.
Dude, I am not trying to make stories anymore. I have a wife that will beat me.
Okay. How about, can you think of any of our past booze and gone bad stories? As an
example. Oh, my God. Where do I start?
As an example for our listeners.
As an example?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the liquid cocaine. So, All right, so from what I remember of it,
this was what, like,
this
God,
was, oh, years,
six, 7 years
no,
ago?
No, it was longer than that. So a buddy of ours went to Purdue, so we went down there to party with him.
No. You're making stories.
No, this is liquid cocaine. Let me finish the story.
When you were singing hymns in the car?
No, this is this is different. So we went to this bar in Purdue, and we're sitting there drinking, and we're like, man, we're just going to get fucked up tonight, you know? So we're like, well, what's the hardest thing we can do? You know, just order like three rounds of them. So we went to the bartender, and he's like, liquid cocaine. We're like, first, it's got a cool name. You know, second, let's just try it. So we just started doing shots of this, you know? We're all sitting down and stuff like that. So we're just pounding them, and man, it just hit me so hard. It just fucked my weekend up, ruined my life. So I was like, man, this is bullshit, you know? So eventually, I just laid my head on the table. And the bouncer came up, tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, you got to get out of here. So I look up, and nobody's at the table. Apparently, I just fell asleep for a little bit, and everybody left me at the table. So I was like, well, fuck, I got to find my friends. He's like, no, you got to get out of here. So he walked away. So I start walking through the dance floor. Imagine you being drunk, and all you're hearing is arm to arm with everybody. You're like, oh, my God, what the fuck's going on? You know, so you're pushing everybody. And then I feel this guy's arm on my shoulder again. He pulls me back. Look, I told you to leave. And I was like, you need to look. I don't know where my friends are. And I have no idea where I'm going tonight. So you need to back off. And I pushed him, and he talks into his shoulder. I was like, I got 10-4 blue, 5-9 over here. So I walk away, and then four guys attack. Okay, for the record, I'm like 6'1", 155 pounds. Like, I'm not a huge guy. So four guys pick me up. I'm doing, like, the Superman pose. Looks like I'm crowd surfing. And it's seriously like a movie. They kick open the door and they throw me out. So I hit the ground and tumble, and I was like, fuck, this is ridiculous. So I stand up, and the doors are closed, and there's a line that wraps around the building to get in, and everybody's staring at me. And I was like, that place is horrible. They have horrible service. You know how to treat you. So I sit out there for 5 minutes, and then I see John, you know, all my friends coming out. Like, man, we just saw that. That was awesome. You got lifted in the air and thrown out. I was trying to fucking find you guys. And then, and then after that, we went to another bar.
So they left you in the bar?
Well, they went somewhere else in the bar.
Oh,
but
so they
left me
you
on
out.
The table. Yeah.
But I thought you meant they were already outside when they saw you get thrown out.
No, they saw me get raised over the crowd on the dance floor like Superman and thrown out. So that's my boozing story.
I think we should tell the hymns in the back of the car story since Easter is just past
You know
us.
What? Every time I think of Easter, I think of strip clubs and booze. How bad is that?
A bunch of us in our youth decide to go to a strip club.
You make it sound
on
like we're
Saturday
so old.
Night.
In
hey,
my in my
we were
youth.
Like 22, 23, 24, somewhere around there. And we're there, and I don't remember if this was the night that John
we
was
We used
just,
to go there all the time.
Yeah, well, we were young. Yeah. Was this the night that John was just throwing money around like it was
Yes, he had $100 chips, and he walked at the table and was flipping them.
He's just flipping them at us, and he was singing like, oh, he was dancing through the aisles like the Joker in Batman.
Yeah, like Trust. Trust.
In the original Michael Keaton Batman. And he's humming or singing that song as he's dancing
as he's throwing out money.
So, I mean, I barely remember the details of the story, but it's getting late. It's Saturday night. It's getting really late. And all of a sudden we realize it's Sunday, and we're like, holy crap, it's Easter Sunday. So we're sitting in the strip club.
Freaking out.
On knowing Easter.
We're going to go to hell.
Oh, we're going to hell. But at one point, I see James over there, just his eyes are starting to roll back. Like, something's not right. And
okay, for the record, we pound a lot of booze, though.
Yeah, the pitchers there were cheap. They were like $6 pitchers of beer. So we're still on, like, half a pitcher is still sitting on the table.
But back then, we used to pound shots like
and
it was nothing.
James is like, man, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. And I see you eyeball the pitcher of beer. I'm like, no. He grabs the pitcher of beer and pukes.
I fill up the pitcher.
He pukes into the pitcher of beer. I'm like, God damn it. And at that point, bouncers are eyeballing us and stuff. And like, all right, me and Brandon are like, we need to get him out of here. So
the funny thing is that pitcher of beer stood on the table, and I'm pretty sure some other dickhead grabbed it thinking it was a full thing of beer.
I don't know what happened to it, but me and Brandon took you out of the bar, and we weren't ready to go yet, so we just threw you in the back of the car.
Dude, I almost fucking Bon Scott in the back of the car. I was face down. I would have thrown up and died. And
at some point, we went back in for a while and then came back out to check on you, and you were out. I mean, we thought you were dead for a second, and Brandon's just like, he's like, James, you all right, James? And all of a sudden, you rolled over, eyes closed, looked up, because you're laid down. You looked up, and you go, mm-hmm. It was the funniest. It might not be funny now, but it was the funniest thing in the world back then. Then we went back in for a little bit and came back out and got you later.
And you know what's funny? The year after that, we stunted up Easter Sunday at the strip club.
And we made it a
2 years in a row.
We made it a tradition.
2 years in a row.
So those are two examples of booze and gone bad stories, people. We need your stories.
Yeah, I'm not telling any more of my booze and gone bad
stories. If they don't fit on Twitter.
I got a good job. I'm not trying to lose this.
If they don't fit on Twitter, if they're not short little quips, you can email them to us at contact@40ouncesofhorror.com.
Or write us your favorite drink. There you go.
Sure. You can contact either James or I or James or me. I think I said that wrong. Brandon's wife will get pissed at me.
Contact me at jamesdunn81 at Twitter or Chad at thechadbuttram
or James at James at 40ounceofhorror.com or Chad at 40ounceofhorror.com. So let's go ahead and finish up here with a few of our Netflix recommendations for you to watch until the next episode. James, what you got?
Well, since it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
You have to say, you know. Part 2 and Part 7 are on the
list. Are they?
Yeah.
Right. So. Not only those two?
Well, those are the only two I watched.
Oh, okay.
Because I finished 2 and it said, you want to recommend 7? I was like, well, fuck yeah. 7's my favorite one of the series.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got. That's my two recommendations.
I got a few here.
Oh, and The Killing. Watch The Killing.
I'm not going to watch it. But...
I'll watch it for you.
This one's a little bit late. I wanted to cover it on our holiday edition. But it just popped up on Netflix. So Rare Exports.
It's a good movie.
A Christmas Tale. It's a Christmas horror movie. It's a Finnish movie, From Finland. It's kind of a sinister take on Santa Claus. It reminds me a bit of remember that old Tales from the Crypt episode with the Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that mixed with Troll Hunter. It's very different. It's a cool movie.
It's a good movie.
It's it really cool. So check that out. Two-Headed Shark Attack is now on Netflix. We brought that up a few weeks ago. I have not watched it. I tried to get Jake to do an Unmentionable on it, but he's apparently busy.
Yeah, I think I'm really going to enjoy that movie.
What, Brooke Hogan, Carmen Electra, Jerry O'Connell?
Dude, I've had a crush on Carmen Electra since I was like a child.
Yeah, so Two-Headed Shark Attack. It's a I don't know if that's
Is Brooke Hogan still very masculine?
I don't know. Is that a silent movie or a sci-fi original?
I think it's a silent movie, isn't it?
I don't know. I think
if it's not, then it is a sci-fi original.
Because I don't think it was on sci-fi. And as we were supposed to...
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
Cabin in the Woods.
Anyway, and we mentioned earlier Slumber Party Massacre.
Yeah.
That's just a campy 80s Dude, movie.
It is bad. It is bad. Seriously, like...
It's basically a horror excuse for women getting naked.
Seriously, on the documentary, there was like... One of the actresses asked the main guy who played the killer in the first one, was like, why are you taking Vaseline and oiling up that drill bit?
The guy that kept going, I'm your uncle.
Yeah. what the hell are you doing oiling up or Vaseline that drill bit? And he's like, well, he must be a method actor.
yeah, that weird, creepy nerd dude kept like raping chicks and going, I'm your uncle.
I'm your uncle.
Oh, we watched that a long, long time ago.
Horrible.
But
it's worth a watch.
Yeah. So, James, do you have anything else to discuss or bring up or talk about?
Watch Cabin in the Woods.
Definitely.
And if The Raid is in your town, watch The Raid.
Yeah, you can go to The Raid's website and see if and when it is coming to a theater near you. So,
Cabin in the Woods. We will
go ahead and get out of here.
I think I'm going to watch Cabin in the Woods tomorrow again.
So happy Friday the 13th, everyone.
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. Jason Voorhees lives.
And until next time,
drink up. Just who do you? Just what made you feel love a child?